Well, today is the 200th anniversary of law abolishing the British slave trade. To commemorate the event, about 3,000 people marched through London yesterday. Philippa Hitchin spoke to the Archbishop of Canterbury, Rowan Williams, about the anniversary.
I think it'll be good for us to be reminded of two things to start with. One is quite simply the fact that part of this nation's history is the shameful episode of our involvement, our active involvement in the slave trade. And the other thing, of course, the other side of that, is the amazing moral courage of a group of people who finally persuaded this country to change its policy. And I think that's something which sends out a very good message about what can be achieved by determined political witness by Christians. But I hope also that it'll focus attention on the forms of slavery that still exist in the world, sex trafficking, child labour and so on, and really renew people's commitment to do something about those.
How much do you actually think that the modern-day problems of racism or trafficking or oppression can be directly blamed on this past history?
I don't know how far they can be directly blamed. The point is really that they're analogous to that past and that some things have been allowed to grow up and go almost unnoticed and unchallenged, just as the slave trade was. So we're really asking people to open their eyes to those current things that are, in their own way, just as much an offence to human dignity and human liberty